Typically, we notice trees changing colors early during years of drought, and that makes sense. At some point, a tree makes the hard decision to fold up shop for the year. If it's not getting the proper nutrients it needs to thrive, it calls winter early, closing off the valves, if you will, that lead to each leaf, forcing them to die back. It's a simple self-preservation mechanism, and something that hints at intelligence, if you ask me. This year, though, it's happening already in a year that we could hardly call a drought year. Heavy thunderstorms, recurring flood warnings, it's been a summer to remember for sure. My garden is always a good indicator. I haven't watered yet. At all. The tomatoes are coming, the peppers and beans have done well, but every once in a while, in between storms, I'll pick something that looks perfect, a yellow squash, for instance, that just collapses on itself in my hand, waterlogged. So what do the trees know that we don't? The lone sugar maple in front of the Science Center in Norwell may be a good example. Over the past week, it's gone half orange on us, and we're finding dried and crinkled leaves beneath it as we walk into the building each morning. Early color change is an indicator of stress. That stress may be the expected seasonal change in the amount of chlorophyll available, like when the seasons turn and the daylight hours shrink. It could be, though, that the trees are fighting off insects. Certain bugs feed on contents in the cells and the leaves and know to move on when a tree starts to turn. A stressed tree may make the decision to prepare for winter early as a long-term life decision, ridding itself of bugs, opting to try again next year. Whatever the cause, it's certainly a phenomenon to keep an eye on as you walk late this summer. Fall is around the corner, and with all the wonder it brings. With all that the trees the world over have dealt with this year, here's to hoping that ours remain strong and vibrant as we enter the autumn of 2023. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.